Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another intriguing episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a pretty interesting show for you. Got a Pittsburgh area songwriter named Mirabelle Skipworth off in Studio A warming up, and we've got our liquored up set, and I don't have a folk rock set for you today, but I think you'll like what I have there instead. And Jesse the K is going to do our gospel set today. I've been very curious to see what he's got for us. But as usual, we start off on the liquored up set. Here comes something. It's an old honky-tonk song done by Zach Topp along with Billy Strings.
Best friend on the other side of town. I don't mind this waiting, don't mind this running around. But if you're gonna cheat on me, don't cheat in our hometown. That I know would be nothing but a lie. You spend all your pastime just making me a clown. But if you're gonna cheat on me, don't cheat in our home. Secrets in this little country town. Everyone knows everyone for miles and miles around. Your bright eyes and your sweet smile are driving me insane. You think it's smart to break my heart and run down my name. How can I stand up to my friends and look them in the eye? Admit
short life. You spend all your pastime making me a clown. But if you're gonna cheat on me, don't cheat in our hometown. I'll get his ass.
They stand there in line saying nothing at all. They sure damn know why I've been crashing this bar. The band keeps on playing some Jones and some Stray. As I keep on knocking your memories away, the sight of you leaving ain't leaving my mind. I'm stuck on you, baby, I'm stuck on rewind. If barstools could cry, you know. If barstools could cry, I wouldn't be so lonely. If barstools could cry, a river up tonight, I'd sail to your front porch and turn on your lights. If barstools could cry, you'd still be with me. If barstools could cry, we'd have a story. If barstools could cry and feel all that we feel, the tears would have warned me your goodbye. Barstools could cry. But they were standing right here when you walked out the door. I was too young, too dumb to know you wanted more. More than a weekend, a boyfriend, a night. I thought you'd be waiting for me all my life. If barstools could cry, you know. If barstools could cry, you'd still be with me. If barstools could cry, we'd have.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Shame on you. hide your face. Shame on you. Shame, 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 shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Can you hold your head up high? Look your friends right in the eye. No, you can't. Shame on you.
In the background, from an old Arhuli record called Masters of the Folk Violin, you're listening to Natalie McMaster and her band do a medley of, I think, about seven tunes. I'm not going to bother to tell them all to you. I think we're in the middle of The Marchioness of Huntly. And the first one in that medley was James Scott Skinner's Welcome to Inverness. Anyway, while you are listening to this, let me tell you about our opening set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are. From the Pacific Northwest, we heard from Zach Topp, and he was joined by Billy Strings for that classic old honky-tonk song, Don't Cheat in Our Hometown. That's from a new EP that Zach just put out called Me and Billy. Then another new single, Robbie Johnson, from the country and western side of the family, If Barstools Could Cry, You Betcha. Isn't that a fun song? Then after the PSA, we had another song about a barstool, Travers Chandler and Avery Country, a bluegrass from the bluegrass side of the family, doing Old Barstool from his old record, Pardon Me. I think it came out in 2012. And then the last thing in the set went back to the 1950, 1949 was Red Foley doing his version of Spade Cooley's Shame, Shame on You. Yeah, there we go. We got all that business out of the way. And now, ladies and gentlemen, oh, want to adjust this mic a little bit here. You got it. Good. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, standing next to me in the WRCT Pittsburgh Studios is Maribel Skipworth, one of the many fine songwriters here in Pittsburgh. Hello, Maribel.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this will be the second time we have met, so I hope I don't embarrass you with strange questions.
No, ask away.
I think the first time I saw you, or the previous time I saw you, you were singing backup for Brad Yoder at one of his album release shows about, a year ago?
Yeah, something like that. That was such a beautiful show.
It was a wild show. It was like you put together a whole band for that.
Yeah. It just was a testament to him and the community that he's created around him.
So how did you get the songwriter gene? I didn't get it. I got the backup player gene.
I think I was just always into writing poetry, and I loved to sing, and eventually just kind of put those together. Neither of my parents are songwriters or musicians, but big music lovers, so I grew up around music. My mom's a really creative person, so I think that's somewhere in there. It's like a soup of, and then I drank that soup, and here I am.
So, are we going to hear a song from you, or are you just going to stand there with the guitar?
I don't know. I probably it was a song.
All right, here comes Maribel Skipworth. And what are you going to play for us?
This is a song called The Feast. I am currently in the process of creating an album that I hope to release in the fall, and this is going to be one of the songs on it. So tightly, the first time that we touched, I felt you breathing heavy as you prayed to God above. And just as he ordained it, we broke our hands apart. Look sharply at your shame, love. Let it nest inside your heart. So hold me fast, hold me tight, hold me whatever way you like. 'Cause I can't feel it anymore. Yes, I can't feel it anymore. Listening to me stutter, you pulled my lips up to your neck. I whispered to you softly, for once I'd like to feel regret. An addiction to that feeling, demand and then delight. Leave me hungry, darling, then stone me down when it is light. So hold me fast, hold me tight, hold me whatever way you like. 'Cause I can't feel it anymore. Yes, I can't feel it anymore. Quickly in the back seat of a car, it drives you to deceiving yourself that your body is at war. With that ring upon your finger, you are welcome to the feast, and then it's all supposed to taste good. But you're too scared to take a seat. So hold me fast, hold me tight, hold me whatever way you like. 'Cause I can't feel it anymore. Yes, I can't feel it anymore. Just hold me fast.
with Feast. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have a studio audience around here somewhere. Jesse, I don't know where you are, but you're certainly welcome in here. Come on in. You're allowed in. Nah. Well, I was really interested at hearing your range in that song.
Yeah.
It was like, all of a sudden, there are these high notes.
I do like dynamics and in all forms. I like to use the range of my voice.
Now, I noticed you chose to move the capo up to the 9th fret so that you could play in the key of A, but out of the C position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why I do it, but sometimes I just really like the sound of the guitar up here and out in outer space. And it just adds like a little bit of a dynamic to the set.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that I know that in bluegrass, sometimes people, they can play in the key of A, they can play in the key of C, but they still want to use the capo to get those darn G runs in out of G chords. But it's, yeah. It sounds to me like this is a stylistic choice on your part.
Yeah.
Because you obviously have the guitar chops. You could play out of the key of A or the key of B flat or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is going to be on a new album?
It is. I'm currently in the midst of... Well, it's recorded. We did it all live to tape. And now it's in the mixing stages and currently raising money to finish it off and hopefully release it by the fall.
Wow. And you're doing it all locally?
Yeah, we did it out of the Sanctuary, which is the new location of Mr. Small's studio with Brandon Stroop. And yeah, it was such a great experience.
It is always nice if we musicians can use people are in our own town to make our records.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you always lived in Pittsburgh?
I have not always lived in Pittsburgh. I grew up in Illinois, just like an hour outside of Chicago. Yeah, in the suburbs.
So, White Sox or Cubs?
Weirdly, the St. Louis Cardinals.
I was raised in St. Louis.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad was always a St. Louis Cardinals fan, and then they moved up to Illinois and into Cubs country, which was, you know, kind of fun.
Well, when did you start performing?
I just turned 26 on the 18th. I know. I'm a baby still, but that's about 10 years now of performing out. I started in high school when I was 15, almost 16, and I've been doing it ever since.
Were those first several gigs scary for you?
I don't know if they were scary. They were very exciting. It was like, I didn't know what I was doing, really. The first gig I had was a 4-hour marathon gig at a pizza place. I had to buy my sound system, and I'd only been playing guitar for a couple months, so I could only do downstrokes. It was, and I was like super motivated to not repeat one song, and I don't know how I did it. But I like that. That's how I started, because it was kind of like throwing the baby in the bathwater kind of situation. Humble, humble beginnings.
Well, my first professional gig sounds rather similar. I was 21 and my bandmate was 18 or 19, and we went into a pizza joint in Clayton, Missouri.
Nice.
They unplugged the jukebox and gave us $10 each and all the 3.2% alcohol beer and pizza we could eat.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's good to have those first gigs. And the owner of the pizza shop actually paid me super fairly, which was, he could have totally ripped me off.
Well, anyway, we're talking with Maribel Skipworth, a young singer who's moved from the Chicagoland area to the Yinzer area here in Pittsburgh. I could tell you weren't from around here from those vowels.
Oh, yeah. Yep, from the Midwest.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
It was kind of just a new adventure. It's a lot more affordable out here. It's beautiful. I had some friends who already lived out here. And then when I moved here, I kind of fell in love with the music scene and the way it's kind of growing right now, especially the songwriter scene. And, immediately got invested in that.
I've only lived here about 7 years, and I have been very impressed with the music scene on all fronts, jazz, classical, rock, country, folk.
Yeah.
It's just incredible that a city this size has this much music in it.
Yeah, it's like a nice little secret, and I found it to be a really great place as a touring songwriter to be based in, because it's affordable enough to live in. It's not super touristy, but people care about original music, and it's a great home base and central to a lot of other cities.
And you can drive in one day to Minneapolis, to Nashville, white to St. Louis,
yeah,
white to Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah. When did you first start writing your own songs? I assume when you did your first gig at the pizza place, like
yeah,
we all do, that you weren't doing original material, or if so, not a whole lot.
Funny enough, a big chunk of that set was original material.
4 hours?
Yeah, there was definitely covers too, but I started singing little songs before I was learning guitar, but I mark when I started truly learning guitar is when I started writing, which was March of when I was 15 years old, so before that summer of that gig, and I learned guitar to write songs, and after I wrote my first song, I was writing a song a day just to get the practice in.
Such discipline. I'm lucky if I can get out of bed once a day. We are talking with Maribel Skipworth, and this is not your first album. You've released lots of music.
Yeah.
Mostly digitally, I imagine.
Yeah. I have released 2 albums and 2 EPs and some singles. And I mean, that first album I released when I was 19, so a lot of the songs are in high school, so it's like a little time capsule of like how I sounded right then. But this upcoming album is one I'm really excited about. I think it's really representative of where I am now. But yeah, I'm always releasing, always writing.
When I was 19, my way of dealing with my emotions was to pull on my orange gym shorts and go for a 3 to 5 mile run. That's obviously many pounds ago. I think it's fantastic, though, that you've got the creativity to have produced this much music in the past 9 to 10 years. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's like it's very satisfying to have like a little song in your hand, or feels like you have it in your hand. And it's just a way of, you know, I don't know, it's fun to experiment with different lyrics and playing kind of strange chord progressions, and like, and it can all be under the scope of who I am as a songwriter, and I don't have to worry about like putting myself in a little box.
We've talked long enough. Why don't you sing another song? Tell us what it is.
This one is going to be one that I do have released, and it's called The Deer Song, and I wrote it...
Oh, yeah, this is like your big internet hit.
Something like that for a small indie songwriter. It's a song I wrote shortly after I had this like kind of weird deer experience. I was like midnight. I like get out of my car and there's this big old deer standing in the driveway, and we kind of have a staring contest until it runs off into the distance. And I was like, whoa, I see a lot of deer, but for some reason that felt more magical than usual. And then I wrote this one.
and stars shed the light. Are we children of the greatest beauty, who is using both names, the ones we've been gifted and the one we have taken?
Skipworth and the Deer Song.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it was pretty cool for you to see the number of listens that that song got on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, I try to only compare myself to myself and and the growth that I've experienced over the years. So it's cool to see that reflected in the listens I have online too. It's still modest, but it's been a steady uphill from where I started.
Mirabelle Skipworth here with her guitar, her capo, and her lovely voice. Are you able to make ends meet as a musician, or do you have to have a day job? Lord knows I had a day job all through my quote musical career.
Yeah, I also watch a 4-year-old, and that's been a great flexible job that's compatible with music. That was kind of a requirement for me with the second job, was it needed to work around music and not the other way around. And it's been a great way to do that.
Has the family let you start teaching the child music?
I just bought him a little ukulele for his 4th birthday, so.
Yeah, one of my ukuleles is in the hands of my now 5-year-old niece.
Awesome. Yes.
Same thing. It's like, you know, get them started on something.
Exactly.
I failed with my own grandchildren. Yeah. Yeah. Their guitars and basses out in the house, and the keyboards often open on the piano.
Yeah.
And you know, they go by, strum, make noise, but they don't really want to learn.
Yeah, sometimes it takes till, you know, someone's 19, 20 to find that love, and sometimes they never do. Sometimes they find love in other things, which is great as well.
That's a very, very good attitude, because not everybody appreciates music or wants to do music. Mm-hmm. When did you know that this is what I want?
I think it was when I, honestly, after I got my first gig, it became clear to me that you could pursue a career in music, and you didn't have to be famous. You know, you didn't. You could do it in a logical, progressive way, and put a lot of work into it, and kind of find your own success in that way. And once I realized I could do that, I was like, "Oh, this is not just like some faraway dream. It can be a reality right now."
It's really important for musicians to understand that success is not necessarily mean a Grammy or selling a million copies of one record, mm-hmm, or anything like that.
exactly. It looks different for everyone, you know?
Have you thought about doing something like music therapy or some field like that lets you use music and still work with kids?
I did at one point. I think at this point, I'm kind of putting all my eggs in the, well, actually not all my eggs, but most of my eggs in like the songwriting, touring basket, and then the other handful of eggs in the community building and kind of event planning basket, which I really love, building community and creating events where good songwriting can happen and grow. Yeah.
Are you someone who, like Brad Yoder, our mutual friend, writes in response to prompts, or are you somebody who writes in response to things like finding a deer in the driveway?
I write in response to whatever comes at me. I love writing in so many different ways because it's just fun for me. I am in a songwriting group with Brad that we receive a prompt every week, and so I'll incorporate that in. But for the most part, it's just when inspiration hits or I have something really heavy on my mind, I want to like funnel into song form. Or I just am like, I want to try writing an open tuning. What comes from doing that?
Yeah, like exploring the different sounds and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's funny when someone asks me about my writing process, it's hard to give like a linear answer. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. No, my experience with musicians is that no song is written the same way as another song.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's cool. It's like using different parts of your brain and your fingers, and you get a lot of different little art pieces, you know.
Now, you have something coming up at the end of May you probably want to tell the Pittsburgh listening audience about, and people, if you're listening in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Ogoni, Michigan, or some other out-of-the-way place, remember to support live music wherever you are hearing this.
Yeah.
Tell us what you got going on at the end of the May.
Yeah, on May 30th, I am playing a show at Acoustic Music Works at their Squirrel Hill location with Tucker Metzl and a touring songwriter out of Asheville named Lyle DeVitri. And yeah, it should be a really great show. It's probably going to be my last ticketed show till I release my album, just to not oversaturate myself. But yeah, tickets are limited. I think there's 25 pre-sales. So yeah.
Acoustic Music Works is a really great place. I've gone in there and ogled some of the instruments and left without buying.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful shop.
Yeah. What are some of the coolest places you have appeared at?
Like venues?
Sure.
Venues. I mean, I've been touring a lot these past 3 years, and some of my favorite shows are in houses, you know, and it's just because of the people and getting to interact with people, and it feels really intimate. So yeah, those are often some of my favorite shows. One of my favorite local venues is the Pittsburgh Winery and their cellar. That's, you know, just a incredible venue with really incredible, you know, people running it who are also musicians, so they understand, you know, what it takes.
And they are the latest home for the Calliope concerts. Mm-hmm. And the musicians who come in are thrilled with those very same people that you talk about that,
yes,
run the board and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really great business. And yeah, I've been really lucky to collaborate with them on some things in the past. And yeah.
What's the furthest away from Pittsburgh or the Chicagoland area that you've appeared, performed?
I'm trying to think of geography wise. I have gone down to Texas. That's pretty far, Austin. And I just recently was, like yesterday, I got home from an East Coast run and was all the way up in Maine. And yeah, I think that's the farthest I've been was Texas. But I, yeah, like the mileage, I don't know. It all blurs together after a while.
Well, Mirabelle Skipworth, this has been absolutely delightful. That's so nice to see someone with this 19th century sounding name being so talented and singing so well and playing the guitar so well. You got one more song for us?
Yeah, just because you're getting a kick out of it, I'm going to do another song with a really high up on the cape, on the fretboard.
Oh, my heavens.
I know. This is a song that's also going to be on that new album that I'm hoping to release in the fall.
Wait a minute, you're playing an A flat now.
Yeah.
Or something bizarre like that.
Something bizarre like that. This is a song called In the Night and Early Morning. The road that has persuaded your feet to walk upon is quiet and complicated, uncertain and overdrawn. But as long as you're okay, then, well, I'll let you sing along. In the night and early morning, when our troubles aren't so strong. Though I know the darkness surrounds this early eve, pleads for our attention, lulls us and deceives. Well, I'll wrap my arms around you, and you'll rest within my fold. In the night and early morning, when our troubles don't feel so cold. Then lay me down easy, rest your fingers upon my lips. I'll taste your gentle patience, admire your subtle movement. Feast upon my knowledge, well, I'll tell you everything. In the night and early morning, when our troubles don't quite stay. That's all right. A handshake or a whistle with our friends beneath the clouds. In the night and early morning, when our troubles aren't so loud. Yes, in the night and early morning, when our troubles aren't so loud.
Maribel Skipworth, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This has been nice.
When your new recording is ready, you've got to come back in.
Absolutely.
And share it with us.
Absolutely.
Maribel Skipworth, thank you so much. And now, back to some recorded music with if I push this button, I believe it's going to be the Crittenden Hollow String Band.
Thank you.
Background, you're listening to fiddler Brendan Melville Hill do a medley of Keen O'Hara, Colonel O'Hara, The Flag and Reel, and Dublin Lasses. This is also from that Arhuli record, Masters of the Folk Violin, which came out in 1995. And that's what you'll listen to as I tell you about what's been going on around here lately. The last little set of music, we heard the Critton Hollow String Band doing Going to the West from their 1996 record, Boys and Indians. And then we heard from the Cajun side of the family, Cleoma Bro, along with, Cleoma Bro, along with Joe Falcon and Ophie Bro, doing Prenez Courage, Take Courage. And I played it from Cajun, Volume 1, Abbeville Breakdown, 1929-1939. Came out, I'll look here in the back, 1990 on CBS. And before that, Mirabelle Skipworth was kind enough to come in and play and sing for us. Quite an exciting young talent. And the songs she played for us were The Feast, The Deer Song, and In the Night and Early Morning. Well, I think it's about time for our mid-show station break. You all stick around. We've got more great music coming your way.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. Usually about now we've got a folk rock block, but not that I'm a big TV watcher, but a listener, Maggie from Michigan, told me that CBS did a special on Cajun music on the May 18th, 2025, 60 Minutes. So instead of a folk rock set, you're going to have a rockin' Cajun and Zydeco set. Let's see who's up first. Turn this piece of paper over and let me see. Oh, first up is Ray Absher and friends.
Johnny Papa don't say.